This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I want to be very, very clear with listeners. We, as those that are informed and understand what's happening, need to go out and warn everybody. So getting back to what you were saying, Nick Fuentes, about what's coming next, what they've taken now with the social credit score, what comes next once they get full power and control, and I want to get Jay Dyer and Ali Alexander's take on it.
Yeah, go for it. Oh, you want me first?
No, you were saying what's coming next.
That's right, yeah. Well, what's coming next is far worse than what's happening right now. That's the point. People are afraid to speak out right now. People are afraid to stand up. And each day is only going to be worse than the previous day as far as consequences go. 20 years ago was easier than 10 years ago. 10 years ago easier than today. And people have to start to consider that each day into the future, it will become more difficult to challenge this afterwards. And look at what's happening right now with big tech. It wasn't nearly as bad on big tech as far as censorship goes, even just 4 years ago. I remember a time when there were three people, you could name them on one hand, that had been banned from Twitter.
They reduced speech by 90%.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And now in the past just 4 to 5 years, there's nobody remaining on YouTube. There's virtually nobody remaining on Twitter or Facebook. Facebook now passes rules and regulations that are explicitly editorial in nature. They say if you support QAnon, you can't have a Facebook account. If you're a white separatist, you can't have a Facebook account. And people that are afraid of standing up now must realize that this trend will not reverse unless we begin to resist. There is no natural pushback. There is nothing that we can expect.
You've created a vacuum.
Exactly right. So it's terrible. And people have to start rising up. I think this, in the sense that the president winning outright this election might have been the best outcome. I think the next best outcome is what's happening right now, because the widespread fraud is galvanizing people finally to take action when they hadn't been doing so before.
Jay or Ollie?
Yeah, I think the next phase, we saw in the last year an attack on the economy. I think a lot of people are overlooking the fact that this is about the consolidation, removal of cash, consolidation of middle-class wealth, transferring it to the big box stores, the elite. That was a big part of COVID. And what's next is the next phase of that. I literally think that what they want to do is tank the economy. And when they do that, everybody's going to be begging for the salvation that will come from, oh, grant me the UBI, grant me this, capitalism.
Oh, they say that's the plan. Yeah, we're going to bankrupt the old system to fix it. Everybody gets things free, but it's really consolidation of wealth and making us poor.
This is what they do. They will bring the problems. They'll blame everyone else for the problems that they bring. And then they'll say, oh, by the way, we have a fix for this. And our fix, by the way, is worse than what you had before. So it's intentionally destroying the existing system, popping it, basically. Big debt bubble. I think they're eventually going to pop that. And then
that's right. They're popping the bubble they created and then blaming it on COVID and then using the bubble collapse to give them that created it more power.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, just think about this. When we normalized China, and that was a Republican problem with Nixon and Kissinger, when we normalized China for their products and their manufacturing, you might have said, well, there was pent-up American demand, and it may have made sense. But stealth-wise, China came in with their funny money and their currency, and we need them for products, so we can't call them out on their currency, knowing damn well that they're going to pop the dollar one day, and then, oh, this magic Chinese, social credit score digital dollar is going to be what you buy oil in. It's going to be how you transport your kids to the country that doesn't have the riots. It's a real sickening problem. I think everybody's waking up. What's inspiring to me, though, Nick talked about this, at our rally outside the Georgia State Capitol today, was that, if you look at it, we should be losing. But somehow God is waking up patriots, God-fearing people, and saying, stand up and resist. And I think everyone's resisting and coalescing around this central planning. They're bad central planners. They mean to kill the poor. They mean to kill the sick. And then they mean to rule over the rest of us. And I think that, I'm just not going to go into that world. And I think that's where everybody else is, too.
Exactly. Yeah, we're going to go to a 60-second break and come back and get into the big picture and then focus back in on the election, which is all a microcosm of this globalist takeover. But they are bad planners on purpose. They want us out of the way. They got power because they want to wipe us out. They believe in a post-industrial, post-human future. And so it's just going to get worse from here on out until we finally push back. We'll be right back on the other side. Infowars.com and NewsWars.com are the sites. banned on video. You're sharing those links, folks. Record traffic to the sites. Big Tech is pissed. This is the revolution. Thanks to you. Thanks for keeping us on air. We'll be right back.
America is in crisis. Emergency lockdown 2 is coming under Biden. Support InfoWars, the fight against total economic collapse, and Biden's martial law disguised as lockdown 2. Up to 60% off, plus free shipping and triple Patriot points and more at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus, Alpha Power back in stock. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Vitamineral Fusion, Kava Chill, Supermel Vitality, Super Female, and so many other amazing products. These are game-changing things that the globalists don't want you to have. These are things that are absolutely elemental to what you and your body have to live. But regardless, buying these products from us funds the InfoWars, so it's a 360 win. I want to thank you all for your support. I want to ask you to redouble your efforts to spread the word. I want to ask you to buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com today, because without you, we won't be on the air. Again, I salute you and thank you all. The toll-free number is 888-253-3139. Please take action today in our emergency zone. All right, folks, it's hour number 4. Owen Schroyer's done an incredible job the last 3 hours. He's going to punch out here. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. He's in Austin, Texas. He'll be hosting the War Room coming up in about 55 minutes. For 3 hours, so be sure and tune into that. He'll have all the highlights of the incredible press conference today. But I wanted to get your take, because you got a chance to watch it all. I got a chance to see the first 3 quarters or so, but I was working behind the scenes on some big things that are about to happen. What was your take on the press conference? I thought from what I saw, they really brought the proof. As they'd say, Arby's has got the meats. I mean, they brought the meat here.
Well, Alex, I think, as far as what we wanted to see in here, it pretty much was a full delivery outside of just having these victories in courts, which we'll just have to, you know, be patient, wait for the process to play out. But hearing and seeing Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani and Jenna Ellis step up to the plate, have this historical 2-hour press conference and say everything that we've been saying for the longest time to try to expose our rigged elections has been such a relief, Alex. I had so many people that reach out to me yesterday saying, Owen, you're on edge. You sound frustrated. You know, you're cantankerous. What's going on? I'm saying, hey, man, they're stealing our election. I'm in the arena. Nobody's coming to fight. But then you had that meteoric crash landing into our political system today with that press conference. And, I mean, my goodness, I mean, I'm just afraid of what's going to happen with the left just embracing this fake presidential election of Joe Biden and dancing and slobbering all over themselves over it.
And then it's all taken away from him. Owen Schroyer, amazing job. War Room coming up 3 p.m. at InfoWars.com. Also got Ali Alexander here on his own amazing Twitter. We had hundreds of thousands watching last night when he was streaming. It was great to be there with you. We're here in Georgia, here in Atlanta, Georgia, with Stop the Steal. We've had big victories in places like Michigan, big things happening up in Pennsylvania. We had this big press conference with Giuliani where most folks are saying 9 out of 10 stars, delivered massive proof, affidavits, witnesses of systemic fraud, the same fraud nationwide. We've got Jay Dyer here. We've also got Nick Fuentes. No one needs any introduction. Let's just go down the line with your take on where this fight is and the feedback you've got. Jay Dyer.
I think we're going to see a lot of victory here. I think we're seeing people wake up to the fact that we have been lied to consistently for a long time by the media. We were told for the last 4 years that Russia stole the election. They hacked the election. They gave it to Donald Trump. It all collapsed, actually, like 10 times in the last 4 years it collapsed. It was shown to be a fraud. And now we're being told that there is no election fraud. That doesn't exist. No such thing. It's never happened. What? That's crazy. But no, people aren't buying that, right? 70 million people plus vote for Trump. They know what's going on. They know that this is a fraud. It's a lie. And it's obvious. There's mountains of fraud. The idea that it doesn't exist is ludicrous. And I think the delusion is starting to break on the masses.
Right. Yeah, I basically have the same opinion. I think probably the worst case scenario is if the Democrats tried to steal this election and then people didn't even know about it, because there was probably a plausible scenario where widespread and mass voter fraud was committed. And the only people that were calling it out were called conspiracy theorists. It was a fringe sort of opinion to have that the election was stolen. But you see that most Republicans think that the election was stolen. And it was widespread. It was massive. It was blatant. And they really made a big mistake with that, because it's not like this was a subtle voter fraud. This was massive voter fraud, hundreds of thousands of fake ballots in just about every single swing state. This was a huge operation, and it's unignorable, and it's indefensible. And it's gotten to the point where people are waking up. The masses are talking about it on Twitter. They're taking to the streets. And whereas even the Republicans were content to ignore it for a time, now even they are being dragged into this fight, like we're trying to do in Georgia with Brian Kemp. They're being dragged in, kicking and screaming. And I think this is maybe the best thing that can happen, because it's destroying the legitimacy of the system.
Well, that's right. Nobody wants to be robbed. But once you're robbed, you start fighting back. We're being robbed. There's a globalist takeover happening.
Yes, right. And people can see that now. And for a long time, you've been talking about this for decades, for years. And it was, for many years, people thought that that was something that was out there. They thought that was some kind of a radical thing.
I was just reading the books they wrote, and, you know, like Jay's doing now, and he's reading their new books. I mean, they admit all this. It's like a...
Right. Well, the problem is they control the media. They control the media, so if all people are watching is network television, they're not going to talk about what they're writing.
The New York Times said the Great Reset doesn't exist. I mean, what is the psychology there where they say we're going to take over, you'll have no more money, it's going to cut your carbon, we're going to starve you to death, it's good, but it doesn't exist?
Well, and they do that with so many different narratives. At once they deny that it's happening, they say it about the Great Replacement. The reset is a conspiracy theory, but at the same time, World Economic Forum says, same day, this is what we're undertaking with the coronavirus. And I mentioned it a second ago. They say that with the Great Replacement as well. When you talk about mass immigration, you talk about the globalization of the population through people pouring into Europe and America. They say that is some kind of horrible conspiracy theory. And then they turn around a few days later, and they'll write in the LA Times, The Hill, New York Times, Atlantic, that demographic change is turning America blue. Demographic change is saving the Democratic Party.
Sure, the plan is, quote, the replacement migration. And then they get the folks here and don't condition them in a loving way about freedom and justice and capitalism, but instead it's about radical environmentalism, racism, post-industrial systems. Ollie Alexander, what do you make right now of this press conference, the feedback you're getting, what's happening? Because, you know, at first it was kind of uphill battle, and it's still an uphill battle, but as more evidence comes out, people are getting more optimistic, and the Democrats admit they're getting scared.
Well, I should say the first 4 days, we had 30,000 people turn out around the United States. Then that led us to a week later where we were in Washington, D.C., so we're looking at about 220,000 to 240,000 that turned out across the nation, if you know you take the D.C. numbers and you put them low. And hopefully this week then we'll have even more across the United States. But I want everybody to understand this. If there was no Stop the Steal, if people did not take the streets under different hashtags, different groups, who cares?
Trump would have capitulated.
He would have conceded. There wouldn't have been room. There's all these traitors in the administration and the campaign, and we needed time for those people to leave, for the new legal team to come in. There was no Sidney Powell. There was no Rudy. And guess what? You know, Rudy's a little weird, not the best, but we're doing what we can for this country.
No, in a way,
and
all the insiders bailing has actually given us a chance to.
Right, and you know, the Bible says, out of the mouth of babes. So here we are. We are the misfits. We are the crazy ones rushing the gate, but we are the ones winning. Last night in Michigan, you and I actually broke news. People could tell, you know, I said, hey, you're going to have news in the morning coming out of Michigan with these two brave people. They're going to hold the line. It was then announced late that night after the Periscope that you and I did that they did hold the line. Wisconsin this morning held the line, and so they're not going to certify their election. And here we are in Georgia telling Brian Kemp that you're going to get a primary or you're going to call a special session to relieve yourself of duty so the state legislator can choose the electors. We're winning, Alex. We're winning. The tide is turning.
And again, we're pessimistic when things are pessimistic, but just we're going to talk more about the internals of this and the externals of this. But again, this is an amazing time to be alive.
This is an amazing. Behind the scenes, everybody uses the word surreal because we've all been talking about this on our platforms, different aspects of it, but no one thought we'd live it now, right?
Well, yeah, it's a world historical moment, and we're living through it. And the thing that we had been talking about for years and people older than me talking about this for decades, we're now seeing them make their move, the move that we talked about for so long, and people said it was a conspiracy theory. That's crazy. They could never do something like this. We're seeing it happen. The coronavirus, the mass riots, the huge election fraud, the lockdowns. You know, if you had said 5 years ago that the globalists are going to tell us, you know, the World Economic Forum and the UN would tell us It's not legal to go to a church. It's not legal to open your business. Nobody would believe it.
Oh, but you can go riot. I mean, it's just...
Right. Well, and if people told you years ago that there would be giant riots in the cities and the media would never cover it, that in fact, actually, they would call them peaceful protests, that they would make up out of thin air. They talk about right-wing militias going to these things. I see the looting going on at the liquor stores and the Targets. It is definitely not right-wing militias.
It's a multinational globalist attack to overthrow civilization and make us slaves. And they never get in trouble, so that's why they keep trying it. That's what I was going to say on my own show today, in the main body, and we'll come back from break and get into this. How do we punish these globalists? How do we make people know that this is modern warfare and criminal and a violation of the Nuremberg code here?
How do we? Well, we do that by continuing to do what we're doing right now. So we are getting, you know, mass numbers, mass awakening. I've had explosive growth through, you know, you letting me come on and talk about the Great Reset and this stuff. I mean, this is
just everybody waking up here is making it explode. But Jay Dyer, stay there when we come back. Let's talk about your ideas of how we fight now during this crazy time, because resistance is the key. We'll be right back on the other side.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jones with Ali Alexander, Nick Fuentes, and of course Jay Dyer. And Jay, you were getting into their end game, where they'll take us if we don't submit, and then how do we identify these folks in the war they're waging, and actually let them know they're going to be punished, there's going to be retribution, because they feel like we're just animals and it doesn't matter how they test on us as guinea pigs.
Well, if you look at history, every time empires have tried to do this, they crumble. They're not able to sustain what they try to do, because to run this gigantic of an empire, it requires a whole lot of lies. To constantly prop up the lies. And this lie is especially unique because it's global and it's including all this tech stuff. So what I was saying is that it's a spiritual delusion. That's the main problem, is that people think that if I go along for this amount of time, if I go along for a little longer, oh, it's going to go away. Oh, if Biden comes, he'll eventually get rid of this lie. No, it's not going away.
They're sucking you in.
Have to. Yes. It's a
getting in the creeper van with the child molester doesn't save you. You know, buying the lottery ticket doesn't save you. Going with a scam only gets you deeper.
Yeah, it's a psychic vampirism. They get off on the you buying into the delusion, and if you stop buying into the delusion, it goes away. Like, that's the only way to fight, is to stop buying into the
delusion.
And
that's what Trump said. Just get used to it. Dr. Atlas said it's basically a giant hoax. You have to resist this and rise up. I mean, finally, Trump gets it.
Yeah, exactly. And he's been saying for a long time, he's been saying in speeches that this is a bunch of nonsense. It's ridiculous. I mean, how absurd is it that the same CNN scientists that say that this is not going to attack a rally that involves looting and rioting?
They had a study saying, studies show Black Lives Matter helps stop coronavirus, but Trump rallies hurt it.
No, it actually gets even dumber. We predicted this, too, that they would declare racism a health crisis. So the health directors of major cities decided to give Black Lives Matter and Antifa thugs a pass by declaring racism a health emergency. So they're like, well, even if there is a coronavirus bump, this was more of a health emergency. We are living in a world where
you have dark skin. You get Bill Gates' vaccine first. We really care about you.
And why didn't Anthony Fauci give every black American vitamin D? That costs $25 a year to give everyone a year supply of vitamin D.
Explain that. Black folks need a lot more sun, and so they need more vitamin D.
Oh, oak. No S at the end. The black folk, no. But look, white people, they can go out in the sun. They need a half hour of vitamin D from the sun a day. Black people need an average of 3 hours. Oprah actually says that she's fat because she lives in Chicago and it's too cloudy. So there's a whole big controversy about that. Well, maybe. Could be that she eats a lot. But so that's what's going on, is they don't actually care about our immune system. People have to remember in late February, they came out and said that you cannot boost your immune system. Go look at it. And so what we do know is that you need to be taking zinc. You need to be taking vitamin D. You can take some magnesium and some other stuff. But look, I've traveled this whole pandemic, and I'm fine.
I'm glad you brought this up. They always go, my God, they're not wearing masks, 500,000 or more at the Capitol. Where are we? I'm at hundreds of these rallies. I'm great because I'm taking zinc, vitamin C.
Yeah, totally. Well, and it's a war against our bodies. It's a war against our minds. It always has been. And, you know, you talk about psychic vampirism. It's also a form of biological vampirism. I think the end game for them is really, it's about immortality. When you start to get into transhumanism and what they want to do, integrating the biological with the machine,
they
want to test
on us.
They do. And we are all supposed to be fed into this great big societal machine, like Soylent Green, basically, so that they can live forever. I think that people like George Soros and
expendable.
That's right. And we are all going to die, essentially. They will steal our life force so that they can perpetuate themselves this like technocratic elite. It's disgusting what they're doing.
And they say that themselves.
They do. And they're not even hiding it. That's the scariest thing. People don't know about it because it's those people that control all the media. If they don't
talk, I want to go to the election, but the election is just an expression of this takeover. And they were arrogant before. We were exposing them and beavering and getting the word out. Millions were. They've got to be freaked out now because we already told everybody it's coming. Now they've launched the attack. It's not going to go the way they thought. Jay Dyer, what do you think?
Well, yeah, I mean, you're able to have, what, within a week, a gigantic crowd, a million in D.C. This is insane, right? So this is a message to the media that no matter how many lies and no matter how much BS you clamp on everybody's mind,
we're becoming immune to your horse winner.
It's not working. It's falling apart. And within no time, people can show up at a rally, right? I can drive 6 hours. We're here. People are here. That is, I think, a threat to the media. The media knows that they are losing. They've been doubling down. Right, they won't back off. They double down, and it only hurts them. So they're destroying themselves. That's our greatest.
I remember
at
Davos like 5 years ago. They said they should not. It was Schwab. It was they should not have money to be able to come here and protest us. We must make them poor. That's a quote I got to pull up. He said we want to make them poor so they can't protest us. That's all this is. They stole all the wealth. Now they want to bankrupt us. So we're like literally can't even get food.
It's a
for your own good. I'm going to do it for you. He's like, you said, Blofeld, his little belly's out. He's got a little suit on. He's like, I'm going to love you by killing you.
He's wearing like space medallions, like he's from space. You were talking about aliens. In that video that they put out, that actually Twitter deleted that. Did you see that it had over a million views from 2016, World Economic Forum, with their 8-point plan about how, and they had to delete that. But one of those was about maybe we'll find alien life and you'll submit to this kind of new E.T. mythology of Panspermia.
We want you to take ships, and humans are bad, and this alien could help you. Obviously, is it interdimensional? Is it spiritual? How are they want to be the aliens? Like Ray Kurzweil said, I don't believe in God. I'm going to be God.
Well, if you watch a bunch of alien movies, what are the aliens always doing? The very thing that the elites do. So I think in movies, aliens represent our elite because they always want to depopulate.
They're the Morlocks. We're the Eloi.
Yeah, you're not evolved, right? You don't have gigantic heads like the aliens have. You need to be experimented on.
By the way, yourself.
Alex, you had a big face. I don't know about a big head. No, but it's interesting, too, because these aliens usually are naked, right? And they're not ashamed of their nakedness. And they're without sin. They're, you know, these pre-human creatures, pre-garden creatures. It's just, it's all stupid. It's really kind of interesting that we're all talking about some of the same thing. But, yes, they believe in eternal life, and we believe in eternal life. But they believe that heaven must be manifested here.
We have to give our free will to make heaven. God says we have free will and then choose freedom and we get heaven.
Right. And so this is the last fight. And it's amazing what everyone has been able to accomplish together. When I'm on the phone, I mean, you watched me. I take about 150 calls now a day, and there's no ego. Everyone's just put bodies in the streets. No staging, no permits, no lights. Don't ask me to make a speech candidate. It's all about just fighting the system. And what I'm telling you is I think we were at the 99 out of 100. We were about to die, and they need us to be their slaves. So the good thing is that we can't lose if we stay in the streets. We cannot lose because they need slaves to build the pyramids. And I'm not building their damn pyramid.
Well, if they were building a pyramid and I was involved, and we were all free, I'd build pyramids. But they're
not a metaphor.
I know it's a metaphor. But is that really a metaphor? I didn't get that.
It could be an analogy. I don't know if I understand the difference.
No, you're right. It's a hierarchical up-down situation. But they're doing it to end us. They have cynicism for us. And when we act like idiots and aren't informed and don't resist, they say we deserve it. So that's why what we're doing is key metaphysically. We'll be right back on the other side with all of my great guests in studio. Stay with us.
Is in crisis. Emergency lockdown 2 is coming under Biden. Support InfoWars, the fight against total economic collapse and Biden's martial law disguised as lockdown 2. Up to 60% off, plus free shipping and triple Patriot points and more at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus, Alpha Power back in stock. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Vitamineral Fusion, Kava Chill, Super Male Vitality, Super Female, and so many other amazing products. These are game-changing things that the globalists don't need to have. These are things that are absolutely elemental to what you and your body have to live. But regardless, buying these products from us funds the InfoWars, which is a 360 win. I want to thank you all for your support. I want to ask you to redouble your efforts to spread the word. I want to ask you to buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com today, because without you, we won't be on the air. Again, I salute you and thank you all. The toll-free number is 888-253-3139. Please take action today in our emergency center.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking ExtendoVite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered ExtendoVite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
So we've got quite the crew here with Ali Alexander, Nick Fuentes, Jay Dyer, yours truly, Alex Jones, and we're streaming out on Ali's Periscope right now. So let's get into the meat and potatoes. You guys didn't see the press conference. You got a lot of feedback. But just overall, the victories, recap, starting with Nick Fuentes. I mean, the good news coming out, I mean, because the more we fight, the more we prove the fraud. We're supposed to just give up and not investigate. We know the fraud's there, thousands of affidavits, eyewitnesses, all the Veritas videos. The left's starting to really get that pucker factor because all their previous frauds have failed.
Yeah, well, Bill Kristol tweeted earlier this afternoon. He said, "I'm alarmed." So that was actually a really good feeling. And he's nervous because in each state by state, we're getting really good news. Like last night, for example, I think it was yesterday evening, yesterday night, in Wayne County in Michigan, which is so important. All these votes are coming in Detroit for Joe Biden. Almost his entire lead in Michigan is contained in Detroit specifically, and a lot of that is in Wayne County. A couple of days ago, they initially wanted to resist certifying the results from Wayne County because of all the fraud going on in Detroit. Eventually, they relented because the Republicans that were on the committee were receiving death threats and being harassed. We got the word yesterday, or might have been earlier today, that they rescinded their certification of the results in Wayne County, meaning basically that Joe Biden's margin in Detroit is basically in question now if they'll certify those results. Either way, it stalls the process, which is a win for us. Additionally, in the press conference, I didn't see the whole thing, but I saw that Rudy Giuliani said that they have enough provably illegitimate votes that it would flip the election. And that is a huge deal because Rudy Giuliani is the main and maybe one of the only lawyers working out of the whole Trump team on this. I've heard some news from the campaign that's not so good. I guess there are some people that are giving up on the inside. But Rudy Giuliani has come out and said that we have the proof.
Let's be clear. Sunshine Patriots, they're all looking for their next job.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm so glad that John McEntee is working in the White House. He's the head of their PPO. This guy is a real patriot. He
and
said
the lady that won't allow the transfer.
That's right. Yeah. And McEntee said, if you're looking for another job, you're fired. And that's how it should be. That's how it should have been from the beginning. They should have kept the people from the Trump campaign and put them in the White House. A lot of the problem is they filled it up with Republican committee people and Rubio alum and
so
on.
What was it left today? 60 days? 59 days? My God, the countdown's incredible.
It's moving very rapidly. Yeah, and we're getting very close. I think the good thing is, and this is maybe the most encouraging fact, is if we pull this off, can you imagine how pissed off President Trump will be when he gets inaugurated and at all the right people? He'll have a White House full of loyalists.
No more games.
No games. No saboteurs. No fakers. No sunshine GOP people. It will turn into the permanent revolution. That will turn into the war presidency that it should have been in 2016.
And not a war overseas, a war to get our republic back.
That's right. Yeah, not a war in Iraq or in Afghanistan. A war right here and specifically in D.C. against the swamp people.
What's your take on this?
What do you want me to answer?
Well, go back through. People are tuning in all the time about the big wins that are happening in Georgia, in Michigan. Some big stuff's going down.
So in Wisconsin today, two Republicans decided on the elections board to not certify the election. So Wisconsin is holding its own. Late last night, the two original dissenters in Wayne County decided that they did pass a vote for a conditional certification. They're now retracting that and saying we were under duress, we were threatened, and they do have 24/7 security. So that's all taken care of, folks. We got good patriots watching over any brave patriot who's in the system and wants to follow.
I was on the phone when you were trying to get them security and all that. So this is all just grassroots doing it all, folks.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm not going to take credit publicly, but thank you. And so if we keep that certifications at the county level, then the Michigan Secretary of State cannot certify. She is a B word, and she is a Democrat. And so that's good because then it makes the Michigan State House say, well, we need to take our proper and constitutional role. Here in Georgia, we're waiting for Governor.
There's a bunch of followers in the legislatures. We have to be the leaders.
Right. And here in Georgia, we're petitioning the governor to call a special session. That is the chant that we are using here. And what I got last night was a flurry. Dozens of members of the State House and State Senate were texting each other saying, oh, my gosh, do we need to come in? Our careers could go down with Brad's and down with Brian's. So that was good. I used to live here for 3 years, so we've got our ear to the ground.
And again, that Vernon Jones guy is amazing. He used to be a Democrat. He's now a Republican. He had a great speech yesterday. So we heard days ago the governor was going to make this announcement internally. What is the announcement?
The announcement should have been yesterday. So this is either really – I was telling Alex this yesterday. This is either really good – or I was telling Roger this. This is either really good news because it means that we've actually made him have more of a spine. He was already going to come our way a little bit, but now he might have to come our way all the way. Or it's really bad and he's going to just dig his nasty heels in. But I told him, primary or special session – you choose.
Hey, I've got a question for you then all the way down the line here. If, just in a nutshell, if they're able to put their little crypt keeper, puppet, creature in there, what does that do to America? Just gestalt. Versus if we prove it's a fraud and put Trump in, then they go really crazy.
Right. So one thing that reminded me of, if you remember, you know, Quigley, Biden, Clinton, that nexus is all about the third way. And the third way idea was to merge the West and its capitalism with the communism of Eurasia to have this synthesis that they called the third way. And that was something that Clinton was a big proponent of. And you're getting, I think, with Biden, that nexus, that merging.
Oh, that's the admitted plan.
Yes, exactly.
Which they tell the minions, oh, we're going to merge capitals and commons, and we really just all become slaves.
Well, if Biden is in, that's the trek that we're going to take. If it's reversed and if Trump is elected, which I think he was, I think he won. I don't think there's any question about it. I think it's so obvious that there was so much. I mean, the mere fact that they stopped the states, they stopped count. Has this ever happened before? You're just stopping?
No, it's incredibly obvious.
Preposterous.
And how did all the states do it together? It was coordinated.
Exactly. It was coordinated. It had to be coordinated. And so that means that what we will get is I mean, people are going to riot in the streets. Now, I would rather face people mad in the streets with Trump elected
than a globalist commie takeover and an endless lockdown. I agree. But the thing about that, it's the key. As Giuliani said, it's all coordinated. I think Giuliani's doing a great job. Look at that. All those five states at the same time shut down and stopped counting, but then secretly kept counting. How could they say
that there's no evidence of fraud when that is the most obvious fact of fraud and chicanery?
Yeah, who made that call?
That's ludicrous.
Yeah, look, folks, this is what I think has been missing from people. Well, you know, Fox News, forget them. But what Tucker Carlson's show should be is to get a political science up there for an hour and describe demographics. Because people like me are dying to tell the public, you can't win Florida and Ohio by larger margins and then suddenly lose white people in the Rust Belt where Trump is strong. I know they stole Wisconsin.
They're naming blacks, Hispanics, and women, but not white men. Because those white men are dead, folks.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of that. And then there's women.
Dead old white dudes are voting Biden in.
Right. So remember, if you guys don't remember the headlines, Trump loses seniors, COVID response inadequate. Well, then why weren't we 20 points behind in Florida? We were never going to lose Florida.
Trump won all those states with bigger margins, was winning the disputed ones with bigger margins till they shut it down.
Right. And so people like me who have worked 100 federal campaigns want to say South Carolina's first congressional district, Arizona, and Florida will tell you what white retirees are doing. And we knew that they weren't abandoning us. We know that we had a small dip in them, but we knew we weren't losing them by double margins.
Here's an analogy.
The polling's a lie.
You're watching a NASCAR race. And there's a car a whole lap ahead. They turn the lights off for 5 minutes, and that car's crashed, and the other cars are ahead of it. You're like, this is a fraud. I mean, it's a scam.
It's a total scam.
Well, and what's amazing, and you pointed this out a moment ago, they literally, I think you pointed it out too, just stopped counting the votes. And it just so happened to occur in literally every single swing state. And I remember because I did marathon coverage of the election, and at a certain point they said, well, the people counting the ballots in Pennsylvania are going home because they're tired. Really? It's election night and they're tired and they're going home? In some states they were saying, I think in Nevada, well, it's taking much longer to count than we anticipated.
Well, water mains burst, too.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, in Atlanta. Well, the water main burst, it only took them 2 hours to repair. Yeah, it took them 2 hours to repair, but they had to resume counting the votes 24 hours later. It took them 24 hours to begin counting again. That's right, in CNN Center.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Here we go, Tammy Lock. All right, Ali Alexander's bouncing off the wall, so am I. We got Jay Dyer. Of course, we've got Nick Fuentes. So closing comments from all you guys. I want to appreciate you on the show today. We're about to get in the car in a little while and drive up to the governor's mansion here in Atlanta. Crazy things happening. Who should start first?
I'll start first. I'm high energy. I'm excited. I feel activated. We've been watching this happen for years, and now we're making it happen. Now we're making history happen right now. And I don't think there's any better feeling than this unifying mindset that we're all working towards the same objective. And we're all leaving it all on the line. And there's something kind of incredible about seeing that. And also, our followers and fans are doing the same. It's a real unifying moment, people coming together in the great struggle that we all knew, I think we all knew was going to happen eventually. We've been watching them. The globalists are making their play. And now we're making our play, too. It was their turn for a long time, and now it's our turn. So I'm feeling really good. But, of course, we got to keep our foot on the gas and keep it going all the way through the inauguration, maybe even afterwards. But I think that this is maybe the best outcome that could have happened. We are really delegitimizing the system, and we're galvanizing the people.
I think this is great. I'm really I'm emboldened by what I've seen today. The speeches were great. I now understand Alex's voice because I actually lost mine screaming. I've never had that happen before, but now I understand the voice. But, you know, Nick motivated me. Ali motivated me. This is great. I think that that the elite are going to lose, and they're going to lose because God is in charge. And we know the end of the story. We've been told, in the scriptures what's going to happen. We know that the elite serving basically Satan, they're not going to win. We know that Christ has already pretty much won. And so now we're just waiting for that final victory. And so I'm not worried about, the day-to-day. I think that we do have to get out there and fight.
Well, that Christ has won, but we have to accept Christ, exactly. Not the fake church Christ, the real one that's inside of us. We have to accept that. We've already been given the victory, but we have to accept the victory.
And act on it. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, you just stole my line. I was going to say, faith without works is dead. And so, I love what Michelle Malkin said in Colorado Springs, I think a couple of weeks ago. What will you be able to say to the next generation of slaves that you did now? Will you say, I had to keep my job. I was worried about tweeting or retweeting or posting something on Facebook. I couldn't have someone see my face. I'm worried about my safety. Oh, do you guys have a wheelchair ramp? You have to fight back.
You're in action. Greenlit slavery.
Exactly. It was incrementalism and inaction that gave us this false sense of decadence. And it's all a lie. It's all a lie. So we're all going to be prepared for whatever comes next. It's going to be not so hot, but it's better than slavery. So stop the steal to end the lockdowns or enjoy your pod and your Tide Pod meals.
That's right. We still got quite a bit of time left here. What's coming up next tomorrow? What's the next big battle? First, you're the strategist. I know a little bit of strategy, too. But what's the next big battle now that they've given this big press conference? They've put forward the evidence.
We got to put it in the courts. I saw a quote where Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani said, we have time. My message to them privately, and I've said it publicly, and I'll say it publicly again, is do not underestimate that federal judges and even Supreme Court justices are still human, which is why we will have protests in D.C. When they're at the Supreme Court, I'll be at the Supreme Court. I know Nick will be there. I know we'll get Alex there. Maybe Jay will be there. But we'll be at the Supreme Court when they're at the Supreme Court. Do not underestimate that the system will try to protect itself. It's lies. It's feral. It's violent.
Trump was an interloper. He came in from outside.
Right. He came in from outside because, remember, they do all this polling and media conditioning and programming to say, well, what is a convincing lie? So when Trump came from behind, it was because they didn't have access to his internal polling. He wasn't even doing that much. So what we have to understand is we've got to now break the entire system. You've got to cancel your Netflix, cancel your TV package, throw your TV on the side of the road and let everyone see that it's broken. We need great acts, brave acts of humanity. Yeah, we need great acts of humanity right now so that we know that we're 73 million. I actually think we're 80 million strong. They took away Trump's votes. And if they took away Trump's votes, we are 80 million strong. This country is united.
People wake up around the world.
Yeah. I'll end with this, but the country's united and it's peaceful. They want us at war, and if they want one, we're going to give it to them. We're not going to do it to our fellow neighbors. So we've got to have great acts of unity.
I totally agree. Closing comments from you guys. Go ahead.
I agree with everything you just said, and that's exactly it. We have to follow this fight for as long as it's going on, whether it's in the courts or the state capitals. There's a lot of procedure ahead of us. The question at this point is what trajectory we're going to go along. There are many different routes. But it all has to have the same ultimate conclusion. No matter what, the playbook is the same.
Resist.
Exactly. Resist. Turn out. We have to follow them everywhere. And you're exactly right that the system protects itself. That is the most critical thing. People have faith, I think, implicitly in the system, specifically in the courts.
Well, the system becomes a cancer that wants to destroy you. It must be defeated.
Yes.
Specifically, the right keeps saying the courts will save us, the Supreme Court. Let's do it all. Protest, courts, state legislature, everything.
Well, and people think that because there is a judge presiding over a court, there's this idea that, well, a judge is impartial.
It's all political.
It is all political. And judges are just as political as congressmen or governors or anybody else. Exactly. Well, and even the Secretary of State in Georgia, is he supposed to be above partisan politics?
Total neocon.
That's totally controlled. And the Supreme Court, too. In Pennsylvania, partially we're in this mess because ACB sat out the ruling when it came to the rule change they made about extending the deadline for receiving the mail-in ballots. So I don't know. We saw a lot of bad Supreme Court decisions come down this summer.
We have to be out there. We have to occupy. It's not a given. When it comes to the left and left-wing causes, they're out no matter what. It's not a redundancy. And if we weren't out there at the state capitol, people wouldn't be out at the state capitol today. That's unbelievable.
That's right. Leaders have to do it. One becomes five, five becomes 10, 10 becomes 100, 10 becomes 1,000. It just goes on and on. We have to do it because the globalists think we're these programmable creatures that just do what we're told, and we have to be outside the box. Jay Dyer, we're almost out of time. What do you think about this historic moment right now?
No, this is amazing. I would like to add that a lot of people come under the impression from being beaten down by the media, being beaten down in these brainwashing camps called schools, that you can't do anything, that you're worthless. You're guilty for who you are, for just existing, and it's all lies. You can take action. Everybody can make a difference, and it's not the case that just because you went through all this nonsense, you can't take it. You can't take action and change things. I think there's a misuse of human potential. That's this new age nonsense, but there really is human potential. And if people get activated, motivated, take action, it won't. The system
exactly.
Won't work.
It's all about making us programmable. If we get outside the box, it's over.
Right.
It's true, and people can rise up. We have the power to do that. People think that because of the institutions that are against us that we don't stand a chance, and Jay, you're exactly right. They lead us to believe that we have no power. The power is in our hands. It's up to us to break the mental shackles.
I know this audience knows that. They just have to continue to stay engaged, knowing it's just going to get crazier from here, and everything you do in the future will only make you stronger resisting this. Those that give into it are just grounded and destroyed. You're all going to become leaders in this fight as things become more intense. Ollie?
Yeah, I mean, well, we keep passing it. Now I'm on my third closing. But, you know, it's you guys can be heroes. You guys can be heroes. The broken TV on the lawn, that I canceled my Netflix, and I'm proud of it because they fund pedophilia.
The head pathologist in Canada testifies to government that the greatest hoax ever perpetrated on an unsuspecting public. It's COVID-19. Just these are good people saying, no, I'm not going to be a slave.
Right, and it's not that the virus is a hoax because they have weaponized something against us. It's that the mismanagement, right? If they're great central planners and they want us to walk into this new system, can we trust someone who managed COVID this way or mismanaged COVID this way?
They lied about it all, exaggerated it.
Yeah, so they can go to hell by themselves and without us, and our duty is to resist so that they wait another 15
years. So in about 15 minutes, we're getting in the cars. We're going to the governor's mansion. People can look it up outside of Atlanta, on the edge of Atlanta. We're going to be there protesting him. And then I'll be at that protest tomorrow at 12 noon. I'll be there.
High noon,
Friday. I was there yesterday. He was there today. We'll be there.
High noon.
Anyway, so we're going to be there. It's going to be very, very exciting. I really appreciate you guys. I appreciate the crew, too, doing a great job. I appreciate all the affiliates carrying the broadcast and just everybody else. So it's quite a time to be alive. Real fast, we've got 30 seconds left. Everybody plug their website again, Infowars.com, Newswars.com. That's how you bypass big tech.
StopTheSteal.us, plug into the fight.
NicholasJFuentes.com.
JasonAnalysis.com. You can find me on the social medias as well.
And again, folks, I know you know those URLs, but when you celebrate them and you promote them, it breaks the back of big tech. They want you to put everything you are up on their big platform so they can censor it, so they can control it. It'd be like if you had five kids, and they said, "Don't just put your kids over here in this orphanage." They kill three of them. No, your kids are with you in your house. That's why we need URLs, back to web surfing, back to millions of URLs that we all go to, that we check out, we share, and then the social media network is our browser, not what they're trying to do. So please support us financially, too. Blow a lot of money. InfoWarsStore.com. Take action today. The War Room with Owen Schroyer comes up in T-minus 2 minutes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management.
Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.